KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with scattered showers this morning. Those will be moving off, and then they'll redevelop later this afternoon. We'll have a high around 67. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. A couple of quick announcements to pass along to you before we dive into our news. The Cass County Landfill Road will be closed today near Atlantic due to bridge work. Once again, the Cass County Landfill Road will be closed today. And the T. Fred Softball Clinic at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic has been canceled for this afternoon and this evening. In Western Iowa news, a traffic stop on Interstate 80 eastbound in Council Bluffs Monday afternoon led to the arrest of a California man and the recovery of nearly 35 pounds of marijuana. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department spokesman Sergeant Dwayne Ritchie told KJAN News Wednesday that Deputy Brian Miller, pulled a 2011 Dodge Nitro over for speeding at around 3:10 p.m. Monday near the 5-mile marker on I-80. After speaking with the driver of the car, 30-year-old Zachary Hunter of Eureka, California, Miller asked for but was denied permission to search the vehicle. When Miller and his canine partner Francisco conducted a free air search around the car, the dog alerted to the presence of narcotics in the vehicle.
A search was conducted, wrapped in a cardboard box was expansion spray from foam. The spray foam was cut away from the top side of this box. More plastic bags of marijuana was discovered. Basically, the total amount was about 34.45 pounds.
And Hunter was taken into custody on charges of possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, prohibited acts, and violation of the drug tax stamp. He was also issued a warning citation for speeding. Hunter was brought to the Pottawatomie County Jail and later posted a $5,000 bond before being released. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
The Atlantic Police Department reported Wednesday two arrests were made Tuesday and one accident was investigated. Officials said 19-year-old Alex Rutledge of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for a probation revocation, and 18-year-old Jacob Sweeney was arrested Tuesday on a simple assault charge. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Tanner Barr of Clarinda was also cited Tuesday for failure to yield while making a left turn following a non-injury accident at the entrance to the Burger King restaurant. Barr was traveling west on 7th Street at around 7:15 p.m. Tuesday and turning into the business entrance when his vehicle was hit by an eastbound car driven by Michaela Osborne of Walnut. Damage from the accident amounted to $1,900. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department said yesterday a Villisca man was arrested Tuesday on a Department of Corrections warrant for violation of his probation. 21-year-old Benjamin Wyatt Barnes was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $7,500 bond. Barnes was placed on a 2-year probation in February after entering a written plea of guilty to a felony charge of lascivious acts with a child. As a condition of his probation, a judge had ordered Barnes to attend a sex offender treatment program. He's scheduled to appear in court again on March the 26th. Sheriff's officials said also 28-year-old Matthew Gussman of Red Oak was arrested Monday afternoon in connection with an assault which allegedly occurred in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. Gussman was being held in the jail on $300 bond. And the sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County investigated an incident of criminal mischief Monday in Stanton after a woman reported to authorities someone broke the rear window of her car. The incident occurred either late Sunday night or early Monday morning. The damage was estimated at $300. No arrests have been made in connection with that incident. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Hamburg man was arrested Tuesday evening following a call from a resident about suspicious activity and shots fired. 40-year-old David Shane Anderson was located and taken into custody without incident in a field by the Nishnabotna River. Anderson faces charges of felon in possession of a firearm and possession of a controlled substance. He later posted a $5,000 bond and was released. Elsewhere in state news, families who've had a stillborn child will be able to get a state-issued birth certificate under legislation that has cleared both the Iowa House and the Senate. Christine Grothy of Conesville cried as the Senate passed the bill Wednesday afternoon.
Nora will finally have a birth certificate. It's been 11 years.
Crothie began lobbying legislators to change this state policy a decade ago. Mandy Ford of Clarinda joined the effort this past fall.
I had a dream the night that we buried our daughter, Melody. We buried her on August 29th, and I emailed Christine the following morning, and I said, I don't know why, I don't know how, but I'm going to see this through.
Right after Ford delivered her stillborn daughter, she and Grothy connected online through the MISS Foundation, a group that helps parents who've suffered the trauma of a child's death. State officials say about 200 children are stillborn in Iowa every year. The bill would allow parents who've had stillborn children to get both a state birth certificate as well as a death certificate, and give parents in the future that option if their child is stillborn.
This is for Nora, this is for Melody, and for all our children.
If the governor, as expected, signs the bill into law, Iowa would join 32 other states that offer both a birth certificate and a death certificate to the parents of babies who are stillborn. In other news, the recent warm weather and official beginning of spring have property owners in Atlantic chomping at the bit to spruce up their land by removing tree branches and other yard debris. And that point was driven home during Wednesday night's city council meeting by Mayor Dave Jones. Jones said property owners need to get back into the habit now of trimming their trees and mowing their lawns. The city is making it easier to get rid of lawn clippings and other such debris by opening the yard waste site earlier this year. During the winter, the site was only open on Saturdays, but the days and hours were officially changed this past Monday, which means property owners or tenants have more hours to take advantage of the yard waste disposal site. So, effective on Monday, this past Monday, the hours and days for the yard waste site here in Atlantic are Tuesday from noon until 8 p.m., Thursday noon until 8, Saturday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday 1 to 5 p.m. And the City of Atlantic reminds citizens that only trees, branches, grass, garden waste, and leaves are accepted at the yard waste site. The calendar may say spring arrived this week, but Iowans who suffer from allergies have been keeping the tissues handy for some weeks now. And a sneezy, runny noses and watery eyes are all too common for some of us, according to allergist Dr. Linda Ford of the Omaha Council Bluffs area. Dr. Ford says the warm winter is to blame for the latest burst of pollen.
If you're having problems with your allergies and you think, oh, it's much worse this year, it's because there wasn't a gradual increase in pollen. All the trees just started exploding.
Dr. Ford said the trees across much of Iowa usually release pollen much more gradually, but not this year.
During the end of February, we have consistently counting pollens. And as the weather got warmer, those trees just blossomed out and just exploded out their pollen.
Ford says there are many good over-the-counter medications that can help stave off those allergy symptoms.
If that takes care of it, that's fine and dandy. You don't have to do anything else. But if you have more severe allergies, and a trip to your doctor is important, because there are other things that can be done by prescription, such as the inhaled steroid nasal sprays.
Ford says rinsing out your nose with an over-the-counter or even a homemade saline solution can decrease the amount of pollen in the nose. Pollen can also cling to clothing, so changing clothes after being outdoors can also help. Cities using cameras that automatically ticket motorists for running red lights or speeding would be banned in Iowa. Under a bill that has advanced to the House Appropriations Committee moved the bill 14-11, making it available for a debate on the floor this year. Its fate is in the Senate is unsure, but Governor Terry Branstad said he would consider signing it if it reaches him. The cameras are used in several cities, including Council Bluffs and Sioux City here in western Iowa. The cities combined stand to lose more than $7 million a year from those tickets. The measure requires the cameras to be removed by July the 1st. City officials say the cameras reduced crashes and injuries resulting from crashes. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, the director of the National Neighborhood Watch Program says it's highly unusual for watch members to carry a weapon and highly discouraged. Chris Tutko said the groups are intended to be the eyes and ears of the police, not law enforcement themselves. Tutko says he was flabbergasted to learn that a Florida watch captain shot and killed an unarmed black teenager. The government's latest jobless numbers continue to improve. The number of people filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell by 5,000 to 348,000 last week. That's the lowest amount in 4 years. Applications have steadily declined since last fall, coinciding with the best 3 months of hiring in 2 years. And a Food and Drug Administration advisory panel says dissolvable tobacco products could reduce health risks compared with smoking cigarettes. However, the panel also says that it could end up increasing the number of tobacco users. It notes that there is little research on such projects, or such products, I should say. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667. In our funeral announcements this morning, Ruby Olson, age 85, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Ruby Olson will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Cletus Sporer, age 60, of rural Audubon, died Monday at his home south of Templeton. Funeral services for Cletus Sporer will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lester Jorgensen, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Lester Jorgensen will be on Friday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Carl Byland, age 82, of Avoca, died Sunday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Carl Byland will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dennis Randerus, age 64, of Jacksonville, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dennis Randerus will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Ronald Lee Jacobson, age 73, of Harlan, died February 20th. Funeral services for Ronald Jacobson will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lynn Dale Jonk, age 61, of Council Bluffs, died February 21st. Memorial services for Lynn Jonk will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Danielle Cherry, age 27, of Greenfield, lost her fight with cancer Tuesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of Life services for Danielle Cherry will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Wanda Penfold, age 94, of Tempe, Arizona, and formerly of Coon Rapids, died Monday. Services for Wanda Penfold will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Coon Rapids Methodist Church. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Darlene May Kearney, age 87, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Darlene Kearney will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Oakland Congregational Church. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Vera Pearl Mevis, age 98, of Chicago, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Vera Mevis will be Saturday at 2 o'clock in the Shelby Cemetery. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Iola M. Nelson, age 87, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Iola Nelson will be Monday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Carla Bruner, age 69, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Carla Bruner will be Monday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Arlene Parenti LeClaire, age 84, of Lakeland, Florida, died March 17th. Funeral services for Arlene LeClaire will be Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Reformation Lutheran Church in Lakeland. Burial arrangements are pending at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Warren T. Chaffee, age 86, of Lancaster, California, and formerly of Harlan, died February 9th. A memorial mass for Warren Chaffee will be March 30th at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Angela K. Wilson, age 46, of Harlan, died Tuesday. There will be no viewing or services for Angela Wilson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. Angelina Copenhaver, age 81, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Angelina Copenhaver are pending with the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Henson reporting.